It's the 17th anniversary of the Srebrenica massacre, where thousands of Muslim men and boys were slaughtered at the hands of Serb forces. Thousands have gathered in the small town to remember the event. The remains of over 500 newly identified victims will also be laid to rest. Spanish coal miners protest against government cuts in the capital, Madrid. The demonstrators, who come from all over the country, took an epic 3-week protest march to get to the capital. The miners are angry at the government for planning to slash subsidies in the coal sector. U.S. President Barack Obama has issued an executive order allowing the White House to control all private communications in the country. Obama says this is to ensure national security, but privacy advocacy groups say the aim is to give the government unprecedented control over wired and wireless private networks. The U.S. state of Georgia sentences a mentally retarded African-American man to death. Warren Hill is to be executed later in July. His sentence comes despite a Supreme Court ruling which bans the evacuation of individuals with mental disabilities. Hill's attorney has called the case a terrible miscarriage of justice. More foreign casualties in Afghanistan. An explosion in the country's south kills a U.S.-led soldier. The nationality of the victim or the location of the blast has not been revealed yet. So far this year, over 230 foreign troops have lost their lives in Afghanistan. Russia proposes a Security Council resolution on Syria that would extend the UN mission there without any threat of sanctions. The draft strongly urges a ceasefire in the country. It also calls for an immediate implementation of UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan's 6-point peace plan. More anti-government protests in Saudi Arabia's restive eastern province. Tens of thousands take to the streets in Ratif. The protest follows the forceful arrest of prominent Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr by Saudi forces on Sunday. At least 3 people have been killed in the ensuing violence. And Egypt's iconic Liberation Square is once again packed with people. This time, Egyptians are protesting a court ruling against President Mohamed Morsi's decree to recall parliament. The Supreme Constitutional Court, Egypt's highest judicial body, approved last month the military council's order to dissolve parliament. Morsi calls the move unconstitutional.